I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Wow.
And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
There we go.
Come on, Ben. What were you doing?
It's WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, not Kreisman?
Well, I was texting your boy, Stephen McArdle. That's who I was texting.
Oh, yeah. Steve. Uh-huh. That's not Stephen Kwan you were texting?
No.
Come on, man.
I wish it was.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Deadline Day is presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. We're at McGurk's in Horsham. Great sing-along from McGurk's.
How about that?
Loved it.
30 minutes.
Ben Davis with us until the deadline, which is 30 minutes away. Devin Caney at the deadline desk, monitoring the rumors. Yes. Get us the info, Caney.
Well, I have a few trades not involving the Phillies to update you guys
okay,
on if
right.
you want them.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
okay.
I don't have to.
No. Do it. Do
I feel
it,
like I should
it.
So Jack doesn't steal it again. So the Chicago Cubs acquiring utility man Willie Castro from the Twins. So yeah. Twins continue.
The Twins. Do we have anybody left?
No. They have Cody Clemens.
They have Byron Buxton.
Phone guys up from A-ball.
Yeah. The Texas Rangers acquiring right-hander Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Oh, That's a real move.
Yeah. And that's all I got so far. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Cubs, sort of a quiet deadline. More quiet than you would expect.
Milwaukee, maybe. Too.
Well,
yeah. Milwaukee just, they'll never trade for anyone. Like, they think they're so smart and so much better than everyone at this that they don't okay. feel the need. Like, they'll trade nothing for Andrew Vaughn and he'll have, like, an 850 OPS for them. They are the worst.
They think they're so smart. I guess they are so
I guess
smart.
They are.
The Brewers' elitism.
So we'll take you all the way up until 6. It's been an interesting trade deadline for the Phillies, making a huge deal yesterday. They got their closer, which I thought was their biggest need. And then today, trading for Harrison Bader, who is a good player, an outfielder. I think, you know, we've talked about him maybe being a platoon bat. I would have a hard time starting Rojas or Marsh over Harrison Bader, to be honest with you. I think Bader is better than both of them at everything. But the big prize that is still potentially in the Philly sights, who has not been traded yet, is Stephen Kwan. Interesting as well that the Padres were rumored to be interested in Kwan. They traded for an outfielder.
Yes.
The Dodgers were rumored to be
two outfielders. Yeah. Brian Arnn could be an outfielder if they want.
The Dodgers traded for an outfielder as well. So it would seem that the Astros and the Phillies are the only two teams left.
No, but the Astros traded for Jesus Sanchez.
You're right. So my guess at this point is that Stephen Kwan is a Philly or is a Guardian at 6:01.
I agree.
Right? I mean, unless I there's a mystery team out there that nobody's reported on yet.
Could be. I'm trying to think. Like, maybe the Mariners?
What about the Mets? Like, they didn't make a big outfield move.
Cedric Mullins.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's their move.
Cedric Mullins, yeah. I think, is their move.
And it's weird that the White Sox didn't trade Luis Robert.
That's stupid.
For the second straight year.
Yep.
Do you think his value
doesn't want to be there.
I was going to say, he's got to be pissed off.
Do you think his value is going to go up when he has a $20 million price tag attached to his name next year?
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah.
Is that his option or theirs?
It's theirs.
It's theirs.
But it's two options.
If you're going to keep him, at this point, you might as well pick it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he has that for 2 years, right? There's a $20 million option and then another $20 million option after that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
By the way, it's good flexibility to have him. You trade for him. Well, I imagine they keep him if they trade for him. But let's see. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, lady and fellers? How y'all doing today?
What's up, feller?
Justin. What's up, brother?
Sorry it's been so long. I've been busier than that one-legged man.
Ass kicking contest. Yep, I know it.
You dead gum right, man. He's been busy the last couple of weeks. But, man, the thing that I look at with these prospects, that's the thing. They're prospects. And what I told Luke when I first called in, The last time the Phils had a can't-miss pitching prospect and they traded him was Sixto Sanchez for J.T. Realmuto. And how'd that turn out? You know, I'm not saying Painter's going to wind up like Sixto, but that's the thing. If you want to win, sometimes you can't prospect hug. So I'm like you guys. If you want to win, go get the Quan. He's going to help you in the outfield, and I agree with what
his nickname's the Chosen Quan, by the way.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Not the Chosen Quan.
I like that.
The Chosen Quan, that's phenomenal. But, yeah, there's no way I'd play Marsh or Rojas over Bader. Watching the Twins and Red Sox last couple of days, I saw Bader. Bader's just got this cocky attitude about him, man. He's got that curly-ass mullet, like a pro mullet type thing going on in the back. He just looks like a cocky son of a gun, man. I think he's going to fit in great in Philly. But, yeah, you can't prospect to it.
Pennant's not prospects, right, Justin? Pennant's not prospects.
Oh, it's Spike's time.
Exactly. Yep. I mean, you've got if you're this close when the guys are getting older, and it could be Kyle's last year, it could be JT's last year. You've got to go all in because you should have won it a couple years ago against Houston, and then you choked it away last year against the Mets. You should have beat the Mets last year. Everybody goes on and on about the bullpen, but the daggone bats froze up too. It was just an implosion. So. Yeah, go get the chosen Quan, as Jack said. Put it out there, lay it all out on the table, leave nothing to change. Let her in, Peter. Go get it done, Dombo.
There you go.
Boy, y'all had a heck of a show. Like I said, sorry I ain't been able to call, but life's been happening, boys. But I'm always listening. I love you, boys. I mean, holler at you later.
All right, see you, Justin.
I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Now, he assumed JT may not be here. What's the guy's name we just traded?
Tyee.
Trading him almost makes it important to bring JT back, right?
Yeah.
Well, Tyee was JT.
They got
now.
Nobody else.
Yeah. He's like 18, though.
He was
right?
Like probably 3 or 4 years away.
Yeah. Oh, so they were going to do it anyway.
Yeah. I don't think he affects JT.
I think he's 19. But yeah, that's. I don't think JT.
We don't have a catcher to replace JT.
No.
Yeah, I mean, no. The JT deal is a 2-year deal, right? He signed for 2 years.
Yeah, hang on, man. 2 years, $20 million.
He'll probably won 3.
Oh, well.
Well, guess what?
he'll take two.
Yeah.
He'll be happy.
Yeah.
He'll take two
and be happy.
Yeah. Devin's going to go in there and do the negotiating for us. That is, that's
go grill him.
Well, JT wants 3 and Schwarber wants 4.
Yeah.
It's great. Everybody's 35 and wants a new contract. It's like, well.
Well, Bryce is only 32.
Well, they're going to start to get to the point where they're not going to be able to play when it's 98 degrees out there. You know, like you and the camera.
That's true.
We're pushing that. We're pushing that age.
It was out of my hands.
The other thing to remember about Stephen Kwan, too, he is 27 years old. He's 27.
Prime. That's prime right there.
And with how, I mean, he's going to play for, you're left fielder for 10 years.
For another decade.
Yeah. I mean, you're trading for a guy who is in his prime, 27 years old, with 2 years of team control left. Come on, Phils. Come on, Dumbo. Get it done.
Land the plane.
Anthony in California, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Great show, fellas. It's kind of cool hearing Salisbury on here, Ben Davis, and all the guys.
A bunch of real baseball guys.
What about
guys?
Fritz?
Yeah, real baseball guys.
Loving it. And, Fritz, good to see you, man. Dom's here with you, too. You want to say hey?
Nice.
What?
Oh, Dom, yes. Dommy, what's happening, pal?
Hey, how you doing?
These are my friends out in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. My people.
Okay. Young folks.
Yeah. Dom's only seen one loss out there in San Diego during his entire life. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, he's 12-1.
12-1.
Wow.
San Diego baseball. AJ Preller plays pickup basketball with my buddies at the Y, and apparently he's just a jerk on the basketball court.
I can
he
see
loves
that.
To foul people.
He wants to win.
What a loser.
So a little inside baseball. I did not want
it's to like Nick Sirianni playing one-on-one.
Chris, I got two questions for you. One, do you think there's any realistic chance that someone on the actual MLB lineup gets traded? I know that the Guardian said they wanted an MLB-ready person. Is there like a surprise Philly that we all love or something that could go?
I can think of a couple of guys.
Yeah.
Max Kepler doesn't
Spike
count.
Will he'll throw five in there, five different players.
Yeah. Could I interest you in a Max Kepler and Alec Bohmer and Nick Castellanos?
How about a Stott?
I kind of like Stotty.
Oh, man, something about him.
Yeah. If we win a World Series, I want Stott to be on the team.
Okay.
But you don't want Bohm on the team.
No.
Wait, do you realistically think like a Stott or someone like that could be in a trade?
Jack,
I think possible. I think the probably the most likely thing that happens in the next 20 minutes is they find someone to just take Kepler for the rest of the year. But yeah, I think there's an outside chance. The thing is, like, they're over that last luxury tax thing, so they're probably interested in trying to find a way to kind of spend some or get rid of some money. I'd be surprised, but I think it's in the realm of possibility.
Well, the question becomes, are they willing to give up a prospect to dump a guy?
Right.
You know,
right.
To help them with
sweeten the pot.
Yeah, to help them with the salary thing.
Yeah, what happened with Durant from Boston? I feel like his name fell out of all the rumors. Is he off the table?
Yeah, it seems like the Red Sox just shut that down. They'll probably trade him in the offseason.
We can be back in.
He's not having the best year either.
Yeah, he's eating up, though.
All right, Ant. Thank you for the call, bro.
All right, Ant.
20 minutes.
I know.
Dave, I put my faith in you.
My anxiety level is pretty high. The last time, now this says a lot, the last time my sports anxiety level was this high was the lottery, was the NBA lottery.
Oh, this past year.
Waiting for the pick. Yeah.
With Ike,
hey, man, we got it all the way to three.
Ike running up and down the stage.
Yeah, I mean, what a performance.
Both my knees were good.
Yeah, I was going to say. you look fine. Physically, you look fine that night. You look fine that night. Brian in Lafayette Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up, brother?
By the way, again, that's more activity than my body was used to. Could have led to the bone spurs in the foot, too.
It actually could have.
Just like when Bryce got hit in the elbow, and all of a sudden his wrist was active.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I had heard that the Phillies were bringing up Justin Crawford August 1st. And Dave Dombrowski's been quoted as saying, if you're going to bring up, you got to play him. Is he going to be their center fielder tomorrow night?
No, I think, if anything, he's in a corner.
Well, it also depends what they do the rest of today.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, if they trade for Stephen Kwan, Justin Crawford's not playing for the Phillies tomorrow.
I would agree.
No. You know?
I would agree.
And they got the Tigers, Jack Flaherty tomorrow night. Righty with a above 5 ERA. It'd be a good debut for Crawford to make.
Scooball pitching this weekend?
Yeah. Scooball versus Wheeler on Saturday.
Ooh!
Yeah.
I mean,
I got to be locked in on that.
You had said earlier that he's got to learn how to lift the ball. He's batting .330 in AAA with this high ground out rate. Do you know who leads the major league with the highest ground out rate?
Trey Turner.
JT.
Okay.
Oh, Yelich.
Okay.
So that's not a bad guy to be compared to.
Well, current Christian Yelich is not great, but yeah. The problem with the .340 minor league
average.
Christian
Yelich won an MVP.
He did win an MVP.
That's what I thought. I'm like, did he win an MVP?
The problem with is that do those ground balls translate at the big league level,
correct,
where those guys can actually make plays that guys in the minor leagues can't?
And it's above a 60% ground ball percentage rate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they could also turn into extra base hits.
No, not.
Come on, man.
In the big leagues?
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, in fantasy camp that happens, but not in the major leagues.
The thing is with Crawford is two things. One, he'll probably be a major league player. And the second thing is that given the ground ball rate, he is swimming upstream to become as good a hitter in the major leagues as you want him to be, especially compared to how he's hitting in the minors. So, like, those numbers, yes, is it possible for him to accomplish what you're saying? But, like, the odds are not good that he would.
Well, I would take my chances with a guy whose bloodlines are from a four-time All-Star.
Brother, Pete Rose's son never became an effective major league player. Like, the bloodlines are great. Absolutely. He's still got to play. He can't. Now, some of us can just get jobs because their dad said so, but Justin Crawford cannot.
That's right.
Well, guess what? Pete Rose's son never batted .330 in any level of minor league baseball.
I just don't care. I don't care about his bloodlines.
Moved up one. Well, I do.
Why?
Because I look around in the major league and I see a lot of guys who came from good bloodlines that are great players.
Yes, and you look around in the major leagues, and guys that hit the ball on the ground all the time don't get a lot of hits. If you want to talk about looking around, looking around the major leagues, then that is what you see. Again, he will get a chance. If they don't make another trade, he's going to get a chance, and we're going to see if it happens. But for you to say that you're going to take your chances over, like, here's the truth. The truth is that the odds that Justin Crawford is ever as good and productive as Stephen Kwan are very, very small. It's like a 5% chance. So if you have a chance to get a guy who is 27 and guaranteed to be a good player right now, I will take, especially for a team that is looking to win the World Series this year, I will take my chances with that 27-year-old who has been productive in the major leagues for 4 years, as opposed to taking a chance on a guy whose metrics do not line up with him being a really good major league hitter. Justin Crawford might prove me wrong. But
5% is a ridiculous number.
No, it isn't.
1 in 20. Absolutely ridiculous.
No, it isn't. No, you're telling me that there's better than a 5% chance that Justin Crawford is better than Stephen Kwan? You're crazy.
Oh, you know less than your dad.
You're crazy.
Oh God.
Okay. What? Because you're losing the argument. Yeah, you had to go say
to
something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't agree with you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Your dad's full of it, too. There we're even.
Oh, God.
Like, holy,
knew that wasn't going to go well,
Ben. It's just like, holy moly. Like, I say enough stuff to argue with where you can just argue on the basis of what I'm saying. The truth is that anybody's production in minor leagues, like, is more unlikely than likely if you're looking as a whole to translate to the majors. I will say this over and over and over again. If a guy has done it, has been close to a 300 hitter in Major League Baseball and a two-time Gold Glove player in Major League Baseball in the first 4 years of his career, it's hard to match that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an insult to Justin Crawford. It's hard to already be as good as he is.
Well, the one thing is that, you know, Justin Crawford, his strikeout rate, again, in minor league baseball is about 20%, whereas Kwan in Major League Baseball is 8%.
Right.
How old is Crawford?
I didn't know it was that low.
How old is Crawford?
He's 21.
Okay, still young.
Yeah.
Still young.
The text line.
I thought he was like 23 or something.
Even though there is no text line.
Yeah, well, but I still got to talk about the sponsorship.
I just want to make sure.
We appreciate our friends at Benari Jewelers.
Of course.
The text line would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. As a very special WIP afternoon show trade deadline thing, we normally stop the show, what, like 53?
Yeah.
We're going all the way through.
That's right.
So we will be with you all the way until 6 o'clock.
Cutting into Broad's time.
Devin.
Yes.
You're at the deadline day desk.
I am.
Do you have anything to report on the Phillies?
Not on the Phillies. There has been a trade. I am so nervous. I was nervous to say trade or like raise my hand to tell you because I don't want everyone to get all excited.
I'm going
to
get nervous.
That it's a Phillies trade, and it's not. It's not that exciting. Former Philly Billy Falter traded from the Pirates to the Royals.
Hard throwing.
That's all I've got. So far.
Wow.
Had a good year for them. He's figuring it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Billy Falter's all right.
Yes. I'm, like, afraid to announce any trades, though.
No,
I don't want everyone to jump out.
Don't get gun-shy over there.
No, yeah, do your thing. Do your thing.
Okay.
You're good.
You got 12 minutes.
You'll know. I'm actually scared I'm going to, like, accidentally say something I shouldn't say.
Now, just jump right in there. Interrupt us.
Now make sure there's a blue check. Make sure it's not Mike Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jack, for that tip.
Yes.
Now, I wonder if this is possible. I remember when I was desperate for the Sixers to trade Evan Turner. And I remember that deadline. And I said I would die if he did not get traded by 3 o'clock, whenever the deadline was. And 3 o'clock came and went, and Evan Turner was not traded. But the trade got announced at 3:03. So I wonder if there is a little bit of wiggle room after 6 o'clock.
Sure,
to get
they can make the trade.
We have another. Boston Red Sox acquiring right-hander Dustin May from the Dodgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Yeah. Man?
He's a carrot top that had Tommy John twice.
Oh.
Okay. Is he a comedian?
No, but he actually looks like carrot top.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
But he's a big, tall righty that throws 100, but he's had two Tommy Johns.
I
have no idea why the Red Sox would want him.
I was looking around on TikTok yesterday, as I am wont to do.
Yep, me too.
And I saw a 16-year-old throwing 98 miles an hour.
Woo!
16 years old. That sounds like you, Jack.
Yeah, no. That's going to be Walker and Sonny.
Sounds more like Ben, not Jack.
Yeah, I know.
We are 11 minutes away from the trade deadline. We are on Quan Watch. Dave and Ben Salem, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you, Spike. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Ike, for giving me a life every day. When I'm
no problem.
When I drive down to the Philly, this is what's doing it for me right now.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that,
Dave. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
It's crazy right now. Are they going to make a deal? You know, the Oakland A's traded Mason Miller. Could they trade Brent Brooker, man? We're all talking about the other guy. But what about Brent Brooker, man, in this lineup?
I do like Brooker, too.
I'll take him.
He said that he signed that deal with the A's with a no-trade clause to stay there.
Who the hell does that?
I know.
Let's
go play in Sacramento.
Well, he'll be in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Is he waiting to get to Vegas? Is that what that is?
How many years until they're in Vegas? 3 more years?
Yeah, I think it's, 2027.
Who the hell says I signed this contract to stay with Oakland? Man, Oakland doesn't even know where they are.
Like, yeah, Oakland's not even
Oakland anymore. Yeah.
Rooker is hits bombs, man.
Yeah.
He's hitting 287 this year as well, 23. Yes.
Travel down to the Philadelphia Phillies every day, relaxing. That's what it does, man. I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate it.
By the way,
I didn't get great odds when I bet on Rooker in the home run derby either.
Oh, no, because he hits bombs.
Yeah.
How about we trade the A's for that kid that just hit 4 home runs in one game?
What's his name? Krutz?
Big Amish?
Krucker? Yeah. Is it Krutz?
Kurtz.
Yeah. I'm almost there.
You're almost there. Big Amish? Yeah.
Dude was in college last year.
I know.
I know we're saying that the Phil's farm system is better, and I'm sure it is. I just want one of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm amazed
at your old ball club, Seattle. Yeah. How about them?
Yeah.
Man, they're going to be a problem this postseason, right?
Pushing the chips in.
They can hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just been their knock the last couple years. Devin looks like she has something over there.
Well, Mikal Bridges just – signed the new deal with the Knicks.
Oh.
But the Padres are still doing things.
God.
Oh, my God.
They traded with Milwaukee for Nestor Cortez.
Oh.
And Milwaukee traded Brennan Lockbridge.
Yeah.
Well, Nestor Cortez.
San Diego traded Lockbridge to Milwaukee.
Pitch some innings for him. He's pitched in the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Launched in the playoffs last year.
He hates the Brewers.
I actually think I do hate the Brewers. I actually think the Yankees ended Cortez's career in that Guardian series in 22. I think he pitched on 2 days rest. He pitched like 5 or 6 innings on 2 days rest.
Yeah.
And he won them the series, but man, like they had no options.
Never the same after that.
Yeah. Robin Delco, you're in WIP.
Hey guys, good afternoon. Like you're gonna hate me after this.
All right. You don't like Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, I get it.
Listen, ready? 286, 50 runs scored, 38 RBIs this year. 292, 83, and 44 last year. 3 years ago, 268. That's Stephen Kwan, not Ricky Henderson.
He's a leadoff. Dude, let me ask you something, Rob. No, I just want you to be honest with me. Have you ever watched Stephen Kwan play baseball?
Not much at all, no.
Okay, well, so I'm telling you, the fact that he doesn't strike out, the fact that he's always getting on base, the fact that he is a gold glove outfielder, he is everything that you want Bryson Stott to be as a hitter, that's what Stephen Kwan is. Like I'm telling you, I don't care if he hit 286. I'm telling you, that guy at the top of the lineup in front of Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber, You either get it or you don't. But if they trade for Stephen Kwan, you're going to watch that guy, and you're going to say, I get it. I promise you.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I think you think I'm crazy, if they don't get it done this year with a World Series type of rotation, it puts so much pressure on Sanchez, Wheeler, these guys, if they're not perfect, that you're not going to worry about getting it to Duran in the ninth inning. It's not going to come into play. You know? So, are you willing to trade the farm for that guy? He works the farm, Stephen Kwan.
Well, I mean, they've got like 5 minor league teams. Draft more guys. Here's my point, Rob, is, and I appreciate the call. My point is how are the Padres every single year trading for good players with minor leaguers and still have minor leaguers the next year to trade.
Yep.
How every single year are the Dodgers trading good minor leaguers for ball players and the next year having more to trade? How are the Yankees every single year trading for good ball players and then having more prospects to trade? Like, they have a 30-round draft every year full of players that end up in the Phillies minor league system.
20 rounds.
Whatever it was. It used to be like 50. you just have to, when you are competing, this is what it is. Your prospects, when you are trying to win a World Series, your prospects are currency as much as they are the future. They are the currency of the present to go get the players that you want to get. And baseball, by the way, you're lucky that you have that. Other basketball doesn't have that. Football doesn't have that. They don't have the ability. You're trading draft picks. To have these players, they have to be able to replace those players. That is the point. If this organization is good enough to compete, they have to be good enough to replace the prospects. So, and they've made strides in the last several years, and they have to continue to make more strides.
Bring them
in Southampton. You're on WIP. What's up, Brigham?
Yeah. Funny.
What?
Justin in Tennessee is awesome. I spent like a year in Tennessee, and Justin in Tennessee is awesome. But here's the thing. Jerry Maguire in the movie, he wants the Kwan.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
He wants the Kwan. So
he does.
You bust my chops about my name in Southampton and my name and all that crap. You guys got me in such. So many guys in my. I'm a service technician, and so many guys are busting my chops out. Bring them.
I'm sorry. And it's bring them with an N, right?
No, it's bring them.
Start that again.
And here we go again.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into the ship. But you can't even hear me.
Yeah.
My guys, because I am picking Eve over there.
All right. We can't. You got a bad sell there. Well, we got
4 minutes.
4 minutes left. I'm starting to feel like it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm losing faith.
I am losing faith.
Also, Spike, to answer your question, what prospects? The Padres traded 13 prospects so far today. So.
Goodness gracious.
13.
Yeah.
We're worried about one.
Including their number one prospect, their shortstop.
I thought that he was their – oh, no, three prospect in baseball.
Yes.
He is their number one prospect.
But there were four of them just in the Miller trade, right? Mason Miller?
Yeah.
I can't keep track, I'm going to be honest.
Nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll be with you until 6
we're
o'clock.
We're under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Under 3 minutes?
It's
– Luis Robert officially not moving.
Okay. There's another update that Devin – you should have let Devin
know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. He just likes to steal my thunder.
Yep.
Not happening.
It's not going to happen, is it, Jack?
I have no idea.
Man.
Holding out hope.
I'm really, and you know, we'll do a show tomorrow, and we will talk about this
tomorrow. It's not going to be the same?
It's not going to be the same as if they had gotten Kwan.
I know. It is
very disappointing.
We got our hopes up.
I really thought it was going to happen.
We have 2 minutes and 16 seconds left.
Now, again, trades can come in after 6 o'clock.
True.
They can?
Yeah.
You can hang around here a little bit of time to see what happens.
Jack, what do you know? Why are you smiling
I don't know anything. I'm nervous. It's a nervous smile.
It's a nervous smile. Donovan used to do that.
Yeah. No, me and Donovan in big moments.
Why don't you hit a little air guitar, Jack?
Come on, Dave.
Come on, man.
Come on, Dombo.
On Dave.
Do the deal.
Minute 45.
All right. You know what? I was going to go call. I'm not
going
to go call.
Yeah, just keep going to calls.
No. I'm going to stay here.
You're going to stay here?
Yes. I'm going to stay here, and I want to be us all here counting down the last 90 seconds.
Do you need Jolly to count it down?
Now, a trade, that is very funny. A trade could come in, we assume, after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It has been quiet on the Kwan thing for about 2 hours now, though.
I agree.
Publicly has been quiet.
I haven't heard a rumor in a long time.
So I wonder if it's them working, especially with the Dodgers making a trade for an outfielder, the Astros making a trade for an outfielder, the Padres making a trade for an outfielder. This seems like a standoff between the Guardians and the Phillies. And my gut tells me they wanted Painter, and they're not going to put Painter in the deal, and that's why it's not going to happen, and Stephen Kwan's just going to be on the Guardians.
I think that's fair.
And I think they probably have no... It doesn't hurt them. Like I mentioned before, they're 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. He is still under team control for 2 years. He's still 27 years old. They still compete every year. If the worst thing that happens to the Guardians here is that Stephen Kwan is still on the team afterwards, and by the way, that's why they're going to get what they want out of this trade, because they are in a position of power here. The Phillies aren't. They have the player that the Phillies want, and they don't have to do anything because the guy will be on the team next year.
Can't believe we're probably going to go into the next year with the same, or the stretch run with the same, mostly the same lineup.
Yes.
Plus Harrison Bader.
Harrison Bader is not a big enough addition to make a serious difference in the... Now, he could have a nice series in the playoffs. Of course he could. And I have a better... There's 2-1-0.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, trades can still come in.
Without hope, we have nothing, Fritzy.
Yeah, well, let's hope it kills you, Ben.
All right, we're going to stay with you for a little. Sorry, Broads. Broads, are you in there? Are you in the studio?
I got you.
There you are.
What up, Broads?
So, Broads, we thank you for letting us take some of your time here. What do you think? Have you been riding the Stephen Kwan roller coaster with us? Back at the studio.
Yes. This is a disgrace, what Dave Dombrowski did today. An absolute joke. You had to get Kwan to make this legitimate. So I am disgusted.
There it is.
There's WIP again.
Yes.
They won five.
Yeah. They get the best closer. The best closer on the market, and we are disgusted.
We're outraged.
With Dave Dombrowski.
That's right. Keep him on his toes, Broads.
Yeah, if we – and 215-592-9494, we'll be with you for a little while. What do you think? So the trade deadline, we believe, at this point, is over. The Phillies have made two trades. They trade for Jahan Duran, who is a great closer from the Minnesota Twins, and they trade for Harrison Bader, a center fielder also from the Minnesota Twins. The biggest prospect they give up in either trade is a catching prospect, the 19-year-old catcher, who probably would have been here in about 3 years. They do not trade Aiden Miller. They do not trade Andrew Painter. And that's where we are. So you know what? Why don't you play the legal ID? Because I never forget what it is. Play that real quick. We'll be here.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Live from the Tasty Cake Studios. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And Odyssey Sports Station.
So here we are. It seems like it's done. Ben, yeah. Ben, your reaction to the deadline as it is, if this is it.
Well, I'm happy they at least got Durant. I am very happy about that. I think he's a huge asset moving forward for the Phillies in the bullpen. Bader, hopefully he can help him win some ball games, but I would have liked to seen a little bit more offense added, personally.
Especially when they're talking about Suarez, too, right? You know, like, they had to know that they needed a bat as well. You don't go this deep into the talking about Suarez. You don't go this deep talking about Stephen Kwan if you don't think you can add a bat. If you don't think you need to add a bat, which is why I'm disappointed, because they know they needed it.
And that's, let's face it. The reason they lost the last 3 years is because of their offense.
Yes. It's certainly not the starting
pitcher. To a large extent, yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's been their offense and the lack of consistency.
Yep. Ike, your thoughts, if this is it? We assume this is it.
Yeah, disappointed probably more than anything is the feeling that I have in the moment. But I'll say this. You got arguably the best closer at the trade deadline other than Mason Miller, so can't be mad about that move. I'm not going to sit here and act as if I know a whole lot about Harrison Bader. You guys tell me that it's certainly an upgrade than what we had out there in the outfield. Mm-hmm. And you said this earlier, Spike. If this is it, then the pressure falls on the top of our lineup. The pressure falls on our money guys to do their jobs. That's what it's going to boil down to. Harrison Bader is not going to win the World Series for us.
No, I mean, he could have, just like Tommy Edman had a nice, he could have a nice series, but you can't count on Harrison Bader.
You're going to need the big guys at the top. And really what we need, we know what Bryce does every postseason. I got confidence in Schwarber, even though he wasn't great at the game one last year. But you need a Trey Turner to have a postseason.
Yes.
Like, that's what you really need. He's in the lineup. Mm-hmm. So if he can keep doing what he's doing, then maybe that's what we do. Here's what I would ask. They don't have that deadline where you used to get guys in August. What was that called?
The waiver deadline?
Yeah. They don't do that anymore?
No.
Damn. Okay.
I wish.
Never mind then.
So I have a Quan update, but I will say Jack Fritz sent this to me, and as we know, I don't know if I can trust
him. Is it the guy from The Athletic?
Legit. Yes. It is.
He's legit. He's legit.
Zach, former Athletic. Former Ohio Sports Writer of the Year says the Guardians are not trading Stephen Kwan per source.
Sad day.
Yeah.
Very, very sad day.
But here's the thing. Look how long it took for them to say that.
Oh, it went down to the wire.
So it doesn't mean they weren't open to the idea. It just means no one offered up what they were looking for. They wanted a hefty price tag.
And by the way, he demands it. I mean, he's a good player, a young player, under team control.
Under team control, 27 years old, yeah.
Here's what I say. The Phillies are better than they were 2 days ago. But so are the Mets, and so are the Padres. So are the Cubs, you know, for that matter.
Yep.
So are the Astros. So are the, there are a lot of teams. The Yankees are better than they were 2 days ago.
Twins have two players on their team.
Yes.
Literally just made another move.
Yeah, it's Byron Buxton on the IL and a bunch of minor leaguers. And Jack, I'll go to you in a second on your final thoughts on this. But, the Phillies can win the World Series this year. They are good enough to win the World Series. They have debatably the best starting pitching in the National League. I would say they probably do. And they have a lineup that has and can produce at a level that can win them a World Series.
Uh-huh.
The issue with the deadline is that they have not put any space between them and the teams that they're trying to beat.
Right.
They've merely kept up with them.
Yep.
And that it does not preclude them from winning a World Series. They can win a World Series.
Sure.
But the disappointing thing for me is that when you have an opportunity like they have right now, I just think this is a time to push your chips in, and it is frustrating to see teams that you're competing with the ability to push the chips in, and you do not do it. So that's where I am on it.
Yeah, I just I agree with pretty much everything you said. I think that they are obviously better. Duran makes them better. Bader will make them better, but there's just I can't help but feel like there's not enough done offensively. I just don't think they did enough.
And I'm sorry, Jack.
No, you're good. It feels like a deflating. For as good as Duran was yesterday, it feels deflating today.
Ben, we heard prior to today, that players in the clubhouse were certainly eager to see what Dave Dombrowski would do to add to the ball club. He's made a couple of moves.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the general sense of the players are? You think this is something that – are they disappointed or are they excited about what Dave Dombrowski has done?
No, I think they're excited about getting Duran in there.
Yeah.
And probably to a certain extent getting Bader as well. But I think they know that this is their time. This team is built to win now, and they know that they didn't really push the needle enough to possibly get them over the top. And that, they're probably looking around in that clubhouse. Well, they're off today, but getting that clubhouse tomorrow, they'll look around at each other and say, it's on us, boys.
It's on us.
It's on us. We got to get it done.
Well, and by the way, there's they should think that. The Phillies knew they needed to add a bat, or they wouldn't have had conversations. This wouldn't have gone down to the final moment.
Yeah.
They knew they needed a bat. That's why they were talking about Suarez. That's why they were talking about Kwan. We all know they needed a bat. All that said, there should be no case of poor me's in the Phillies clubhouse today.
Oh, yeah. You got to get over it after today. Whatever you feel today, when you come in that ball club tomorrow, it should be let's go.
Because
slow time.
Strap it on, let's go.
Yep. Yeah, but because they
slow down, Ben.
Yeah. They certainly have enough talent, and they just haven't produced at the right times. So, it should not be, if I'm Bryce Harper, if I'm Kyle Schwarber, if I'm Trey Turner, my attitude at this point, look, you could be a little disappointed you didn't add a big bat to go compete with those guys, but I want to look around the league and go, how many teams outside of the Dodgers have as many star players as we do, or players that can produce at the level?
Damn Padres.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Padres. Yes.
Those
Well, I just like, you know, we have conversations about Kyle Schwarber being in the MVP discussion.
Right.
We have conversations. Bryce Harper, you know, after two games over the last 2 weeks, has talked about him being one of the best players in baseball. Trey Turner is on a $300 million contract and, you know, we said should have been an all-star this year. Yep. There are enough players on that team to do it. It's up to them to do it. Now, we can all know intellectually that they have failed in this spot before, but they have also succeeded in this spot before. And they've never had this specific team has never had starting pitching the way that they have starting pitching this year, you know?
Yep.
DK, any final thoughts on the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, similar to what has already been said, I think I had hope a little bit, and I feel like it grew throughout the 4 hours I was with you guys that they could actually get something done with Stephen Kwan because it worked out with Duran yesterday. Obviously, that hasn't happened. I just wish that maybe they had like a backup plan if swinging for the fences didn't work out. Maybe you had, you know, another bat to add to the outfield that isn't a Stephen Kwan, but somewhere in between. And they didn't do that, or at least nothing has been announced yet. So, I mean, there's still some time for something to come out, but I don't really have much faith.
Yeah,
but it's disappointing.
Yeah, well, Matt Gelb said they're done.
Yeah, and by the way, that's the other thing. Maybe there should have been a better backup plan than Harrison Bader, but I also don't know. I agree with you. That is a good point. I also don't know how you do that. Like, if you're another team who is interested in dealing a bat to the Phillies, and the Phillies are like, well, we got to wait until 5:59:58 to make that decision because we got to find out about Kwan. And it seems like at a certain point they decided this was the one they were going after, you know, like this was the guy.
But if they knew they weren't going to give up the one piece that probably broke
which is
the
Painter.
Deal,
yeah.
which is Andrew Painter, then maybe don't wait until 5:59.
Well,
I get
yes,
like that's
I
been their strategy, but at that point, you know you're not going to give the guy up, and I think they were probably hoping that the price came down. Obviously, that didn't happen. So, like, maybe make it 5:45.
Yes.
Give yourself 10 minutes to go to the backup plan.
Well, and I think to a certain extent, this is, too, about Dombrowski wanting to win the deal on his terms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's the steward of the franchise. He's the one that's going to be held responsible in 3 years, likely, if they're not good. But also, can't worry about winning a deal if you're trying to win a World Series. You have to worry about getting the player.
Yeah.
And that's what other teams did. All right.
What's the point of getting Durant?
Yes, well, right.
There's no point in having a closer if you don't have the lead.
They went in halfway, I think, to an extent, all right, well, Ben Davis, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Well,
Ben Yanmi.
Devin Caney, great job at the desk.
Thank you.
Except
Scoops.
For the one time Jack threw you under the bus.
Yeah, we can't even blame her for that one. That was on you, Fritz.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm worried about Jack.
We're
down to one word answers now with Fritz.
The Yankees got the ball too.
Under his breath.
Yes, he's not handling
it. Well, it's just, you know, all these other teams are getting multiple studs, and we're like, oh, we got Durant. Sick.
And we're worried about 6 years from now. You know, you got to worry about 6 years from
it's
now.
It's all starting to sink in.
Yeah.
This is
Justin Crawford better be good.
He better be. That ground ball rate better work out.
Yeah, everyone tells me.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody at McGurk's in Horsham who was excellent. The McGurk's, every McGurk's we go to.
Yes.
Everybody. Horsham, I think, extra special. But every McGurk's, everybody's awesome. So thank you. Thank you to Surfside for presenting Deadline Day once again. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. And
my peoples.
And thank you for listening. We will be back with you tomorrow. Broads is next. You will talk about the trade deadline with him. You already got a taste of that. It's an outrage. I love it. We will talk to you tomorrow. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.